if it would have been leaking and yada yada.
Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
How you doing, Cheryl? I don't have any of this customer information. Man, I just realized that.
Joby. So, you don't have no information.
Joe, hey, you know it's Joby. This ain't Joby.
Oh, yes,
number?
It is.
Y'all got caller ID?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I got, ma'am. I have got a highly, highly escalated situation that I tried to remedy. Okay, I have the customer's phone number, okay?
Okay.
And I'd like to add some notes if I can at all. I don't have an order number. If I can give you the phone number, that would be. Phone number is 813-361.
Okay.
399.
All right, so that was 813-361-3999.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Bear with me, Job. It takes longer to look it up by phone number, but it will pull it up, okay?
I told you it's not Joby, ma'am.
All right. Well, who am I speaking with?
No, it's Joby's phone. I was just grabbing it. My name's Jagger.
Jagger. Okay, Jagger. One moment.
What were those things called? The block? Mana block? Okay.
Okay, like I said, it takes longer to search by phone number, but it will pull it up, okay?
No problem. I am here all night.
All right.
And I know you want me to confirm their address and stuff and the name. I don't have her name, but I have her address. I've got her phone number and her address and the product I know is being installed.
Okay, that'll be fine. Just waiting on it to load.
I gotcha. Just letting you know beforehand.
Okay.
We didn't leave anything else there, did we? We got everything? I think so.
Okay, Jagger. So I got a order. It's pulling up under Susan Killahan at 1899 Oak Park Drive, South Clearwater, Florida.
No, ma'am. It's not what I got.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Can I give you the? You can't search for address, can you?
I can try.
Yeah, the address you gave me was not what I had. I'm not even sure what her name was. They just sent me the address and phone number to go see if I could take care of it.
Oh, okay, because this order, it is showing. Was it for a dishwasher?
Yes, ma'am, but it's on Kingston Drive in Tampa.
It's on where about?
It's 6843 Kingston Drive in Tampa.
Oh, this is definitely off.
Yeah, right. I'm having them send me over the order number now. Instead of saying okay, you could just send me the number.
Yeah, because under the phone number that you provided to me, the 813-361-3999.
Yes, ma'am, that's the correct number.
Yeah, that's the only order I'm pulling up for that customer, unless it's under a different phone number.
He's giving me the order number here now.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting to even have to call, or I would have had it all ready for you. I like to be prepared, but kind of come up last minute. So.
That's okay, Jagger.
Yeah, you say it's okay. You're not out here dealing with it.
That's not a fun one.
Not a fun one. We just had to leave a customer with no water.
Ooh.
Ooh, right. He did not want to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, she is not happy.
But the alternative was a leak in the house, so can't have that either.
No, definitely not that. A leak all night. Mm-mm.
Come on, Brennan. Well, he's an old man sending this information, so you have to excuse the waiter.
Oh, all right, it's fine.
And,
it is
them
fine.
Old men, they ain't real quick on these phones now.
Some of them don't know how to use them at all.
Who don't? You don't?
I said some of them don't know how to use the phone at all. Most said be quick.
You sure right about that? All right, I'm just going to call him. Stupid. He's taking way too long. All right, man, you're taking way too long. What's the order number? Read it off. Hold this. You ain't driving. Yeah, we'll pull over. I'm gonna call the XPO, so
I got you. I'm trying to first
to customer. I knew I wasn't gonna get it right away.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm still in Tampa.
I know it's stuck
for you guys. Hey, quit saying that, you're on speaker, you got ladies around. Sorry, ma'am. I need to put you on hold here, and we gotta keep getting it.
That's fine. Take your time.
Order number. Top of the page, yeah, it should be
6F.
06FA. 628.
What was the last one?
D as in dog for the last one. Will you write that down? Good to get it right down.
Okay. We got 06. F as in Frank, A as in Albert, 628. D as in Delta.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, we got a lot going on right now. But I think so. Try that.
Pamela Smith at 6843 Kingston Drive, Tampa, Florida.
That's the one.
Okay. Her phone number is different. It's 813-508-2063 on the order.
Telephone. Where we going?
Okay, so what you got for me, Jagger?
Okay, what we got is, so there was a, what is the system called? What kind of block?
Mana block.
Okay, so they have a system called a mana block system for their water. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that mana block system is pretty much like a whole home breaker box for your water. Okay, these things were outlawed back in 2005 in the state of Florida. They're not allowed to be put in houses. They're not allowed to be fixed. Not even allowed to be really messed with. So, when we changed the dishwasher today, another crew, there was some trouble with it, and they had to turn one of the valves off. Normally, it's not a problem. This particular instance, it was a problem. So the whole house has to be shut off.
Okay.
And it cannot be fixed by any traditional plumber because it is not, it's not legal. So okay. we're kind of at a standstill on what we can do. I can't turn the water back on because it's leaking, right? And I can't just leave it. Fine. And the customer is highly, highly upset. With obviously, you know, they don't have any water now. But I need to call, make notes, document, and do what we can do to cover our side.
Okay, so you said a crew went out before you that touched it before you got there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me definitely put that in the notes.
It was one of our crew. It was one of the guys that worked for our company. I was just going out to see the customer
okay.
called with a complaint. So I went out on my way back just to check it out. And when I got there, it was dripping. So I can't, you know, leave it dripping, obviously. So most importantly, I guess, I just need to document that I turned the water off
okay.
and left it off. He was really under the impression that he wanted to go turn it back on. And I told
okay.
him that was a bad idea. I recommended a 24-hour plumbing service. Come take a look at it tonight.
Okay.
And that's where we left off. I just want to cover our side in case he turns that water back on.
All right.
I'm sure, I mean, I can only imagine this is going to escalate eventually. I don't know if you need to escalate it or if it's, you know, or what the procedure for this kind of stuff is.
Okay.
But the customer is highly, highly upset. And we'll be doing something, you know, don't know what it is, but they're going to try to pursue some sort of action. I told him that the only true solution is when a plumber comes out, he's going to tell you the whole system has to be changed.
Right.
Right, and there's no way around that. And obviously they're upset they've owned the house for 25 plus years and have never had a problem with it. And then today
mm-hmm.
we come and we test one valve and now the whole thing's bad. You know, it looks bad, but that's what we got.
Okay, so I got this noted. I'm going to send it over to Regions so they will know what went on, and they'll know that the water was left off. So if anything happens, it does not have anything to do with us because we didn't do it.
That's right. That's most important because I can only imagine as soon as I left, he's going to try to turn it back on.
Correct, because I know that would be me. Yeah, but what he's talking about.
He said, just go ahead and turn it back on. And I was like, no, can't do that.
Right. So we can't. And you do what you want to when we leave. That's your house.
Right. No, it's so bad. It's bad enough. I mean, it cannot be left on for any amount of time.
Right. All right. Anything else?
What was your name?
Cheryl. Cheryll.
All right, Cheryl, I do appreciate it. Y'all got caller ID up there? You know it was Joby when I called?
Yes.
I like it. That's
we
funny.
Got his number saved in our system when he calls, especially when our text calls. Yes, we save it in the system so we'll know what tech we have. Because sometimes the calls drop or whatever, and we can say, okay, that's a tech. Let me call him back. Regular customer, not so much. But I will call my text back.
We do appreciate it, man, very much.
You're welcome, Jagger. Anything else?
I do believe that's it, as long as you got me noted up and whatever. Is there anything that I should do on my side?
You let your manager know?
When you say manager, no, I have not. Who would be the manager?
Your manager. Your tech office.
Oh, my company? Yes, ma'am. My boss.
Yes. Okay, yellow. You let on par know you are good to go. And like I said, I'm sending it over to Region. And they will handle that part. I'll send it over to the escalation team and let them handle it from there.
All right, ma'am. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for calling us here at XPO. You enjoy your evening.
Yeah, all righty.
All right. Bye-bye.